Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show me out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And oh, what an afternoon we have in store. We are live at the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. And man, are we going to have some fun this afternoon. We can talk about the ugly Heat loss from last night, which we were just discussing off the air. We'll talk some Florida Panthers. That's why we're here. They're back home after a little road trip, and the Washington Capitals are in town. We're going to talk McRib sandwiches because Crowder and Solana and I and Josh Appel, yep, who will be with us in the 3 o'clock hour here, we all stopped before the broadcast today. There's that McDonald's on 136 and Sunrise, and we had a little McRib meetup before the show, and I call it meetup, M-E-A-T, McRib meetup.
You shouldn't call it that.
And we'll talk about that throughout the show today.
Yeah, a lot of those in college.
As delicious as you would imagine, man. As delicious as you would imagine. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Gino Toretta is going to join us here in the 2 o'clock hour. Josh Appel will be on site with us. Doug Plagans will be on site with us. And Rob Pizzola will join us from Toronto this afternoon as well. We haven't spoken to Pizzola since the Blue Jays were ousted in the World Series in heartbreaking fashion, if you're a Blue Jays fan, and he was there.
He looked sad on social
media. He was sad. Yeah. So we will talk with him. We've got another $50 gift card to give away for Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, watch sports at Twin Peaks. Sometime before 6 o'clock, we will give away a $50 gift card. Today at the radio station was the potluck. I am sad that we missed it. We've gone every year. I always get a good couple of segments out of talking about what people brought, but we weren't there today, so we did our own little potluck at McDonald's with the McRibs. Jimmy, you were there at the potluck. How did it go?
It went great. Yeah? There was pies.
There was, I love a pie.
The pumpkin swirls that I bought.
Yeah, those were good last year.
Arroz con pollo, I brought that too.
Your mom made that?
Yes.
And it was good?
Delicious.
What else was there? Anything that was off? Like the stuff that I might notice. Did you notice any of the stuff that I might notice?
Wings.
There were wings as well. I think wings are appropriate.
Yeah, for the fun.
What did you bring last year, Solana? You brought the mashed potatoes?
Boxed. I think that was 2 years ago.
You brought something cutesy last year, now that I think about it. Yeah. What did he bring last year?
He brought KFC.
That's right. You brought KFC.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the fried chicken. I think that was me.
And then what'd you bring, Crowd? Did you bring sushi or stone crab? Stone crab. Man, I brought Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah. Right. Talk about cutesy. Bucket of KFC chicken. Everybody would enjoy that. Yoo-Hoo, the only one who enjoyed it was Hawk.
No one ate the bucket of chicken. What are you talking about?
Well, I did. I took it home.
I had a thigh. I can't. Yeah. And disrespect fried chicken like that.
we missed the potluck, but we had our own. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Couple notes. A.J. Brown, I don't know if you saw this, on a live stream playing Madden, said, if you got me on fantasy, get rid of me. So he doesn't care about the record that they have. He doesn't care if they're a good football team, bad football team. He's not getting enough targets. He's not getting enough receptions, yards. He has made it clear this season that he is not happy.
Did you hear him try to clean it up?
No.
He tried to clean it up. I watched the clip because I almost took it as, like, he's giving inside information. Like, I'm not getting targets. He's pissed, like you said.
He's pissed.
He said, and it's still an arrogant way to say it, kind of like the offense can't get bailed out by the defense, so I need to get the ball. Like, it's if our offense is going to run, it has to run through me, which
I mean, it's
I
a
agree.
Receiver's mentality, first of all. I don't care who the receiver is. That's the mentality.
You think Jerry Rice was like, yeah, one target a game, I'm fine.
As long as we're winning, I'm good.
Come on, man.
It just doesn't work that way.
It has to be what Cristobal's receivers feel like right now, because essentially what the Eagles are doing, their play style, is similar to how the Hurricanes are trying to win games, which is just, hey, we'll beat you up in the trenches. We'll play this game longer than you can. And in the meantime, you've got two really good receivers on the outside saying, throw me the football. Just throw it to me. Let us go make plays.
Is anybody else feeling something from the McRib? I'm starting to feel something.
Huh. Yeah, a little indigestion.
I'm feeling something.
In your stomach, right?
Yeah. Not on the positive tip, though. That's what I'm saying. Are you guys feeling like a burst of energy or something? I'm feeling a burst of energy.
I'm feeling sick. I washed it down with a chicken sandwich and a burger. Cover it up in my stomach.
Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports has Tua as a possible fantasy sleeper for Sunday morning. He says Tua has scored more than 20 fantasy points just once in his past 5 outings. But this matchup against Washington in Madrid is amazing. The Commanders are number 4 in most fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks, and only Russell Wilson in week 1 failed to score at least 19.5 points against this defense. The past four quarterbacks against Washington have scored at least 28.9 fantasy points, including Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Sam Darnold, and Jared Goff, and hopefully Tagovailoa will follow suit. And Jamie writes, he's worth using as a low-end starter in all one-quarterback leagues for Week 11.
Yeah. So, Jamie, not Jamie. I heard it from the most esteemed, intelligent football mind in the universe, in Josh Appel.
Oh, Josh Appel got two on the
No, he told us he was like the
on the start list.
He said the commander secondary
so
was terrible.
Yeah.
Before they were banged up, they were terrible. Now your fifth and sixth stringers are starting. Tua doesn't go off. It's a shame.
We have a ton to get to. We are at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. Let's do headlines, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Speaking of the Miami Dolphins, today they practice at Atletico Madrid Stadium.
Oh, not
in Spain.
Not Santiago Bernabéu.
They were not at El Santiago Bernabéu today.
That was good that you remembered that.
I got it written down.
Oh, that was impressive, man.
Bernabéu.
Not Adebayo.
Bernabéu.
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 Beu.
Beu.
Like B-E-A-U-T-F-U-L. Beu.
Beu.
Bernabéu.
They were at El Metropolitano today, where Atletico Madrid plays. That's the rival of Real Madrid, at least in the city of Madrid. Mike McDaniel took a picture with manager Diego Simeone, both kind of wacky individuals. And today we found out who took the Papa shot out of the team's locker room.
Oh, I saw this. You want to guess?
Who took the Papa shot out?
Yeah, so they had a Papa shot in the Dolphins' locker room, and it was removed. And then they won, right?
They
it wasn't
won?
This week. It was the
it
previous
was,
week.
No, it was leading up to Buffalo week. They took the Papa shot out.
You want to guess who was man enough to remove the Papa shot?
Who? Jordan Brooks.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Bingo.
He's the only one that's serious on the entire team.
Yep.
You nailed it.
He's the only one.
Everybody else is just football playing. He's playing football.
Marcel Louis Jacques tweeted, Dolphins running back Devon Achane revealed that Jordan Brooks is the one who took the Papa shot out of the team's locker room last week. Players have gone through half a dozen rims on that Papa shot. And Marcel says, when I asked KJ Britt a few weeks ago how they keep breaking rims, he joked that they got 2 million shots a day up on that thing, which I'm guessing is what was pissing off Jordan Brooks, because every time he looked. And then Marcel Louis-Jacques says, when asked about the Papa shot today, Brooks said no comment.
Yeah, Brooks on play. I saw Cunha interviewed him. Very uncomfortable.
His business.
Hawk, straight. You know, Cunha was trying to lighten him up and all.
Yep.
He didn't smile the whole interview.
Business.
Straight, now he is here to play football.
Stand on business.
Yes, anybody get paid.
They asked him last week about it. He said no comment.
Yeah.
That's it. No comment.
I'm not playing with y'all about a Papa shot. I need to make tackles. I was
tired of walking in here seeing y'all play Papa shot.
I was totally different. I couldn't play Papa shot because I was hungover.
Papa shot's my game. You know that.
Hawk, I've whooped your ass.
No, you have not.
Hawk, why do you forget every time I whoop you?
Because you pretend like I didn't just beat you, and then you wait till my arms are jelly, game two, and then all of a sudden you forget what happened game one. Hawk, I'm the champion of Papa Shot in this table. I know that.
In Mobile, Alabama at SEC Media Day.
I had my fingers shook by Nick Saban that day. I don't know if you recall, but my whole arm was thrown off by that interaction.
I think my wife beat you.
She did, but again, I had played like four or five games. My arms were jelly at that point.
You're like the Bradley Beal Papa Shot Hawk.
Well, the damn Heat's arms were jelly last night.
Tell you
go
what.
Ahead. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Here we go, headlines. Go ahead.
No,
say what you got to say.
No, Damian Mitchell was phenomenal.
16 points.
He actually was good.
He did.
He actually was good.
That's why I texted him this morning. Yeah. I heard Solana was on with... It wasn't Joe. It was Danny and Dono.
Danny and Dono, yeah.
And I texted him. I was like, hey, this Davion Mitchell, man, you told me about him. He actually played well.
He did. He was one of the few last night.
Yeah. I got to watch it on the plane, which is a
– Oh, really?
Which is a joy.
If I Southwest?
No, I was on American, but now you can go and get online.
On your own on your own device.
Go on your own crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was surprised. I went to sports, and I saw Heat, and I was like, damn, this is cool.
I kind of don't like that.
What, watching like what you want?
I like the old days where you'd get on a plane, everybody has to watch the same movie.
Oh, that was the best. They would you probably don't even remember when they would pull the screen out.
Yeah, I remember.
Man, that was great. And you'd go like this. Somebody was getting to the bathroom, and they're not watching the movie. You're looking like that. You're like, just ridiculous
the
way
that
we used to watch movies on the airplane.
It's funny you say that, because it annoyed me before, but last night it happened. I don't like when people look at my screen.
Neither do I.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean how does it hurt you?
I watch porn all flight long.
Okay. Well, you have a big disclaimer on your screen.
Yeah. And I can't even tell you the category.
Then they say make sure kids aren't around.
No, but I
paid for this seat. Like, I'm gonna watch what I want.
I know, but sometimes you end up watching something and it has a nude scene.
The Sopranos.
Or
I watch The Sopranos all the time.
Sopranos is a perfect example.
The rushing chick walks
yes,
in.
Yes,
and I'm not fast-forwarding that. I mean, come on.
But I get very self-conscious because if somebody just glances over, they don't know what I'm watching. All they know is there's a big undershirt-wearing guy in bed with a good-looking woman and things seem to be getting hot and heavy and like... And I want to tell them, no, there's a lot going on here. This is The Sopranos. Let me give you the backstory. I get very self-conscious.
Mm-hmm. That's what the thought of that I have that y'all disagree with. When I purchase 12F, that entire area is mine. I purchased that.
Yeah, but not the area where people walk past you.
But they walk past. Don't look in my area. This is my area.
Right. I mean, okay.
I'm 12F.
I do judge people on what they're watching, though. I'm the guy who I always look around and see what people are watching, and I completely judge them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially I'm like, that guy's got to have a conversation with his wife.
Certain news stations, I say, yeah.
Oh, that you cannot watch the news on an airplane.
You, huh?
You can't watch the news on an airplane anymore. You cannot do it.
You, huh?
Can't do it. And very few of the planes have OAN, so I can't even watch it anyway.
Yeah.
But if I'm suffering through a bad movie on a plane, why should somebody else have easy pickings at something else? You know, I miss the days. I long for those days. Everybody's watching.
Everyone was miserable at how awful the movie was.
A Sandra
together.
Bullock movie.
Because they try. It's like going to jury duty. They correct. Try to appease everyone there. And by trying to appease everyone there, it's like the lowest common denominator movie. It's Charlotte's Web from 1954, you know? It's like, yeah, I'm okay on this one. Let me like to choose what I want.
It was a 70-plus-year-old lady next to me. I was watching Final Destination Bloodline. It's just people getting their head ripped off and things flying through, blood flying everywhere. And she couldn't keep her eyes off of it. It's their fault.
I find myself doing that, too. I start fixating on someone else's screen. I'm not even watching what I'm watching. For whatever reason, like, I'm not hearing their sound. I get fixated watching. I have, like, FOMO when it comes to what they're watching.
I used to do that at Heat games. If somebody was at a Heat game before I was working the broadcast, but at any sporting event, you're at a Panthers game tonight, person in front of you spending the entire first period on your on their phone, I kind of start leaning over. Like, who are you texting? Bro, Matthew Tkachuk's on the ice. Who are you texting right now that is so important? It's taking you away from what you're doing. And I'll read their messages. I'm that guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm that guy.
You can't look at social media anymore at a game because there's people above you. I had to stop following this Caitlin Krems on Instagram because anytime I opened up my Instagram, her stuff was coming up first. Yeah. And if someone screenshots that, I'm donezo.
Twitter can be very dangerous.
Oh, I mean, they're so judgmental.
Well, anyways, the Miami Heat, they did lose yesterday. Tough loss.
Yeah, so did the Bulls, if anybody's following along that team, because I am so fascinated with. So I skipped the Buzelis over last night, and of course he went over, but he had gone under four games in a row. I'd lost money four games in a row, so I didn't bet him to go over. But I did bet Vucevic to go over, and he ended with 4 points or 6 points. It was a brutal game. And then somebody tweeted out this morning, Bulls in the 9 seed at 6-5, and it said, hey there, old friend. Like, yeah, understood.
What's his name? Didn't play yesterday for the Pistons.
Cade Cunningham.
Cunningham didn't play.
Yeah.
And
you had a Bulls and Heat were both in the same situation last night where they were playing against a depleted opponent that should be better than them when they're fully staffed, but they should have won last night, and both teams did not hold up their end of the bargain.
The Heat were depleted in the win, and then when the loss, they were depleted.
Yeah, man, that was as frustrating of a quarter, that fourth quarter, as you've seen from the Heat all season long.
They couldn't shoot.
21 turnovers, too, man. I mean, just brutal, dude. Brutal. They're going to play the Knicks tomorrow in NBA Cup game. Oh. Any of you see Jalen Brunson's ankle injury?
No.
Oof, don't look it up. It'll
bad.
Make you look a little queasy.
So is he done for the season?
No, I don't think it'll be like that. It's not like a major injury, but there's no shot that guy plays tomorrow. Mm. There's just no way. It was really bad. Had to leave the game. It was in the final 2 minutes, too. They were kind of getting blown out a little bit by the Orlando Magic. So probably a Brunson-less Knicks tomorrow.
Yeah, somebody puts on the chat, Duncan went off. Duncan Robinson had 7 threes for the Pistons last night.
Go crazy.
7 threes. And he fouled out. How about that?
Classic.
He fouled out.
Grabbing people running past.
I mean, just being active.
Come here, fellas.
Just keep moving.
Come here.
Duncan still gets no respect from the
none.
Officials.
I mean, none.
It's crazy.
None from the fans. Like, never. Like, only when he's banging down three after three. That's the only time.
I'm sure he'll be beloved, though. In Detroit. He's easy to root for.
Yeah, when he's banging down 7 threes.
A little goofy-looking white boy in Detroit. Hey, it'll take a while. Trust me. My mom's from Detroit, Solana. Don't take a while.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
They still looking funny at Jared Goff. I guess he okay.
Patriots host the Jets tonight, 8:15. Thursday night football. That Heat Knicks game tomorrow, by the way, is an Amazon Prime game.
Yep.
NBA Cup, Amazon Prime. Just
Ian
like
Eagle, Stan Van Gundy.
Yes, sir. Just like tonight's Patriots Jets game. Your weather in South Florida right now. We're up in Sunrise. It's 75 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 60s.
I just looked at Brunson's ankle.
Oh, I'm looking at that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough.
That's nasty.
That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
I whispered to you on air.
He's like, ankle. I'm like, what'd you say? I thought he had hurt his ankle. I forgot about the Jalen Brunson conversation. All right, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's. We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Gino Toretta is on our feed. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us courtesy of Local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call this weekend for UCLA and Ohio State on Touchdown Radio. We were talking yesterday, Gino, and it just kind of happened organically, but I was saying to Solana, and then DBJ was on with us, and Crowder, I was saying, if you had to give a letter grade to the Miami Hurricanes after nine games, right, what would it be? A through F, you have three games remaining, but none of them, I think, are needle movers. I mean, you can run the table, and that would be great, but through nine games, what kind of letter grade would you give the Miami Hurricanes?
Well, I think I gave Beck, what was it, B-minus a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably say somewhere around there, maybe B. You know, I think obviously that, you know, it started off as A-plus with the Notre Dame win and the Florida win. And then to be distracted or whatever you want to call it, to have two losses later on, I would say, lesser opponents than those two. So I would probably say somewhere in that range, maybe B minus, but you know, it's really hard though, Hawk, because you know, when you, I and Crowder went to school, there wasn't all this grade inflation like all these young kids get, you know,
there was grade inflation
for you two football players. I can tell you that there was no grade inflation for Mark Hockman. I had to drop the math class after my first test, 35.
Well, one of us knows the word armoire. You know,
I thought it was cadenza.
You know, the thing you put the TV in with the door.
That was bad as well. And I'm glad that Steve got Channing to the airport on time to make it back. I think he ought to just text people, just, hey, you know, Joe Smith and some random name, hey, got me this week. So we'll
bizarre radio partner. Solana's contention, though, regarding the grades for the Hurricanes was that, hey, if you're not in contention to even play in the ACC championship game, you can't have anything better than a C. FSU, Notre Dame, Florida wins aside, at this point in the season with what was expected and how it started, he's like, I can't give them greater than a C.
I just, Gino, really quickly to add on to that, after you beat Notre Dame, we're talking about this team legitimately contending for a national title game, but I think
I believe the discussion was, are they the best team in the country? I remember that.
But I do think at the very least, everybody's saying, hey, you've got to make the ACC title game this year. You have to. And now there's a 10% chance, according to ESPN, for them to make it. And I have a hard time giving them anything above a C, which is average, because to me, if you're not in the title game, you're not in the playoff, then this season, even if they win 10 games, was average.
Well, I don't think there's anything, you know, right now it's been disappointing. I think the goal was to make sure you get in the conference championship game, and the goal was to win the conference championship and then to get in the playoffs. So I would have to agree there. I just, you know, when you look at the ACC, and it's crazy because the playoff committee comes out with their rankings, you know, Tuesday, and Miami's the highest ranked team in the conference, and they have them as going in to represent the conference. And I'm like, but how are they going to represent the conference if there's that slim of a chance for them to get in the conference championship game because they need so much help. But yeah, I would say, I mean, their goals were definitely higher to get in that conference championship game. We'll see what's going to happen. I mean, I think there's just such big games this weekend. You got, you know, Oklahoma and Bama are playing. You know, Georgia's got a big one at home. And Pitt is playing Notre Dame. I mean, if Pitt beats Notre Dame, then that victory of Miami's, you know, is then diminished some. So, you know, there's still a lot of ball to be played, you know, be played.
But then if Miami goes to Pitt at the end of the season and takes care of Pitt, then that's a bigger victory.
Then there's a chance. I think that it's interesting how the committee has ranked. They've almost like been ranking, okay, this team is really hot, and they're putting more credence into how the team's playing right now. And I think overshadows maybe the total body of work of the season. But, yeah, there's just – there. You know, listen, to have two losses and you know, in conference and you're still in it, and to be the highest ranked team, but you're, I think they're fifth in the conference because they haven't played, they played one less conference game than the four teams in front of them. So, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, and I don't know who wants to win the ACC, and based on how it's going, is the ACC might get let out, you know, left out of the playoffs.
I was going to say that, Gino, if Duke wins out and they're in the title game, and they win the ACC championship, again, long way to go, but it's a possibility. There's a chance that Duke, I was reading yesterday, could be the ACC champions, but because they're a four-loss team, won't be in the playoff.
And I told you a few weeks ago. I
thought you had to be.
No, the top four is going to buy, right?
If the winner of the conference is not ranked high enough, that there is not going to be it's five.
I thought they had an automatic buy from each conference.
The five four automatic buys. Ranked conference champions.
Correct.
And if they're not in one of those five slots,
wow,
then the winner of the ACC is not guaranteed a slot into the playoffs. And that's why I said a few weeks ago. I said, you know, there's a lot of craziness can happen in college football, and if it happens, it's going to come from the SEC, where you're going to see a three-loss team that's going to be in that top 12. And you can't argue, because look at the SEC is so much better than everybody else in college football right now. I mean, their top end is a lot better. And I think that if it happens,
true,
right, you're gonna have a three-loss team.
But that's why it makes the Cane season even more frustrating. That it's potentially possible a four-loss Duke team could win the title, the ACC title, and Miami doesn't even make the playoff in a season like that.
Right. No,
well, you're not old enough to remember, Solana. It's a tough walk. It's a long walk from that.
I am old enough for that.
All right. Was that Randy?
Their legs were tired. Gino. Come on now.
Racing Boats PR.
Gino, who is the best team in the ACC? Not the record-wise. We know the record. Georgia Tech got whooped, you know, all that. Like, if you had to pick them, who is the best?
Well, I would have said Louisville, and then they stubbed their toe. They lost last week, and then you know you have Virginia to lose to Wake Forest. I mean, it's just to me, you know this, Channing. I mean, you're in college, and it's like these kids lose focus, and I think at certain points in time, and that's what good coaches, you know, it's why Saban, you know, I mean, he was kicking everybody's butt. And he would talk about rat poison or something, you know, some random stuff that you didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And it got his team ready to play every single week. And I think that's the toughest part of a coach's job now is to make sure these guys are focused. And you would have thought after Miami lost that first game, you know, hey, listen, we still control our own destiny. We're the highest ranked team in the SEC. We just got to go out and finish. And they haven't done that, but you know, listen, it's there's still a few games left, and you know, some crazy things can happen in the rest of the season.
So Gino's saying the SEC is who's the dogs fighting for who's the baddest in the kennel.
I still think
the ACC is the kids fighting who's the baddest on the playground.
I still think.
Well, I would say this. I think the ACC this year is the worst conference in the Power Four. I mean, I don't think
it's hard to argue, I guess, but I would still say Miami's the best team in the ACC. I would.
Okay, that could be, but you know, I'm just saying the SEC. You have the SEC, then you have a drop to the Big Ten because the Big Ten is essentially, I'll give you, you know, Ohio State is as good as anybody. Indiana has been as good as anybody. I think USC is in there. I think they have the horses that if they put it all together, they can beat really anybody. Oregon, I'm not so sure. I don't think they have the guys up front where they can maul somebody on the ground, you know, on either side of the ball. And then
hold on a second.
The Big
Are
12.
USC and Oregon?
I mean
Big Ten teams?
Yeah.
I would say this.
It's still jarring when I hear him talk about the Big Ten and he drops USC and Oregon.
Well, listen, the Big 12, I'd give the edge to the Big 12 because Texas Tech, I think, can smoke anybody in the conference right now. I mean, how they're playing. And, okay, then who's last? That's the ACC right now. And that's where you got to go out.
Stop with your guys. Like, you know, yeah, preach
out. I'm an ally now. Don't stop my ally.
I know what my ACC team did to your SEC team.
Gino, the floor is yours.
Yeah. You know what? Channing's in that, you know, when Vanderbilt sucked and they would just chant SEC, SEC. You know, Channing's in the SEC. He's not chanting for his alma mater. He's just chanting for the conference.
Imagine.
The blue and yellow shield.
Imagine standing for a conference.
It's that fake enthusiasm. He's going with fake enthusiasm.
Gino, you know, the McRib is back. So
I saw a sign in Wisconsin and McRib was back. Snuck over and had
Solana,
one.
Crowder, and Josh Bell just met. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. We met before the show today at the McDonald's on Sunrise, and we all enjoyed a McRib together.
Did you pull the onions and pickles off, or did you leave
one? So I made a mistake. I ordered on the kiosk. Oh. And so I just
By the way, you know what? That's terrible. Like, I don't work there. Like, when I come in, I want to give somebody else my order and then bring it to me. Like, I got to order myself now at all these fast food places.
It took 45 minutes.
45 minutes. I swear to God, to order four McRibs. I didn't know what the hell was going on, and I didn't even get it right. So I just knocked four McRibs. But then I realized, well, I don't want the pickles on mine. So then I went back to edit. And I couldn't, like, it was like Adobe Photoshop. I didn't know what was going on. There was a million, like, I couldn't change just one sandwich.
How many times
were you
asked if you wanted, like, the little, what's that, turnover thing? The cherry turnover, the apple turnover? You want to add?
No, you know what happened? Solana, because he knew that I was paying for everything, he saw the menu come up. So just to be a goofball, he just throws in three Splenda packets. I got charged for three Splendas with McRibs.
You get charged for Splendas? Really?
I think so. It ended up on the receipt, right?
Weird. Yeah.
I think it was like a dime or something. You could buy a pat of butter. You know, a little pat of butter.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Like a little piece of candy.
Wouldn't that be fun just to walk into McDonald's, get like five pats of butter, and then wait for them to bring it to you at the table? 23? Yeah, 23.
You have a fork?
Sir, you got five butts. Yeah. Do you have a fork?
Can you fork?
I got a fork.
You want an extra packet of mayonnaise? Yeah, that's a buck.
Well, what do you say? What do you say to the people who hate on the McRib? You know, oh, it's frozen. Of course it's frozen. Oh, it doesn't have any taste to it.
You know what I say to people? That a machine must be amazing that it pulls the bones out and it gets a perfect patty,
right?
Rectangular patty to fit on
because
the bun
every time.
Because it's like
eating a slab of ribs. Am I right? It's like eating a slab of ribs in Chicago.
I'm a big fan of the barbecue sauce. I like the extra onions and the pickles. I mean, you got a full jug of the sauce last year, and you didn't share it with any of us.
Yes. How could I share it? That was my bedtime snack.
You know,
I would
make Tupperware.
I would have a cup of McRib sauce and then take an Ambien, and it was the greatest night of my life.
your meals are avocado toast and McRibs.
I really run the gamut there. I really run the gamut. Yeah. But you'll get a McRib during McRib season. I always point out, I think McRibs
every year is limited.
Miami, I think, is one of the few markets.
They limit them.
Yeah, yeah. I did see a sign in Wisconsin. I rolled by a McDonald's, I think, in one of my trips. It said McRib is back. And unfortunately, I was like on a two lane and I couldn't. I didn't want to be a Miami driver and go across four lanes and just roll in and order.
Well, sometimes for a McRib, it's okay. Anybody's going to understand that.
Yell McRib out the window.
Yeah, McRib, and everybody will slam on the brakes.
So, Solana, had you had one before?
Yeah, I had one a couple of years ago just for the bit on the show, and I happened to enjoy it. I really did.
Like, he was kind of talking smack as he's eating, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. But then by the time he got to the end, he's like, you know what? This is a good sandwich.
Yeah.
Did you take him to the mall and buy some luggage?
That's after the game. After the game, we're going to he's never.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm into Sawgrass Mills. We'll take him there.
He
we'll buy
is
some
international.
Luggage.
He'll fill one up and then put it on a plane and send it back.
Oh, Gino, my family comes from Uruguay. They fill up 3 suitcases and then they take everything back. I didn't realize Sawgrass Mills... The gator, there's like a gator as their logo. Big gator as you drive right by it. I drove right by it for the first time ever. Looks like a good mall.
You have to be joking.
What? It's enormous.
Looks like a good mall.
I mean, you have to be joking.
That mall's been there for 30 years, hasn't it, Hawk?
It was like longer than that. Longer than that.
And that's their mascot? That's not a mascot?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's a gator sitting on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the Sawgrass.
Really?
Yeah. I'm saying the mall is on the Sawgrass, which is right next to Alligator Alley. It
Sawgrass Expressway.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It goes to Alligator Alley. Turns into Alligator Alley.
Right.
Alligators. I mean, this is alligator land out here. We're in the, what do they call this?
Swampland.
No, but not swampland. What's this called?
Marsh.
No, not a marsh.
Alligator
What's
Alley.
What's it called?
What do they call this out here?
When you're the Everglades?
The Everglades. We're in the Everglades. We're in the Everglades.
Yeah, it's marshland.
Yeah.
It's marshland.
This is the Everglades.
It is.
I said marsh. He doesn't know what's going on.
No, but I was trying to get to the word Everglades, and no one was helping me get there. All right, Gino Toretta. He joins us on Thursdays.
I don't know if we solved anything there.
Courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union.
I gave an overinflated grade.
With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519 join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. So what, you're traveling to Ohio State? It's at Ohio State?
Columbus, yeah. There's actually some direct flights. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed. That,
so when are you leaving? You're leaving tomorrow?
Shows up. Tomorrow, like 4 or 5, something like that. Get up there at 7.
Right. Well, you have time to get yourself dinner. A McRib before the flight.
Maybe I'll do that on the way. Maybe I'll sneak in a little.
What are you talking about?
Are you a fan of polio or smallpox?
What's that?
Are you a fan of polio or smallpox?
No, I've been vaccinated. I got no problem.
Because that's
vaccines.
What the McRib tastes like.
That's ridiculous. That is
that is
complete slander. And by the way, he knocked it down like in 3 seconds. By the way,
barbecue sauce is delicious.
Channing, the barbecue sauce is great. Watch them make it. They take that wonderful piece of rectangular pork meat, and it. I'm gonna say the color of it. But see, if you see it without the sauce on it, it's a little different. And they just dip it in all that barbecue sauce and put it on the bun.
It looks like a travertine.
Travertine sandwich.
It looks like, you know, you're kind of green and you got the flu and you're like vomiting.
It's so good,
you got some
good,
bad color,
man,
and people see you and they're
so
like, dude,
good.
What's wrong with you?
It is so good. All right, Gino, so we'll talk to you next week. Safe travels.
See you guys.
There you go, Gino Toretta. 3 o'clock hour is coming up. Josh Appel will join us here at the Amerant Bank Arena in the 3 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Rob Pizzola. 5 o'clock hour, we will talk with Doug Plagans.
Y'all had me eat some terrible food, so tonight I need to go to Tootsie's Cabaret and have real food, delicious food from the kitchen and the entertainments there. It is amazing. Y'all have to check out Tootsie's Cabaret. Really, the food is off the chain. Been going there for 20 years, and they have a kitchen back there. It's not some guy with a fry pan. It is a full kitchen, food specials every single day, $100 bottles, half price drinks till 8 p.m. every day. And listen now, they're open from noon to 6 a.m. So whenever you're leaving, pretty much anywhere, you can go to Tootsie's, have your drink, enjoy yourself, get some delicious food, see the beautiful entertainers. They've been there, beautiful entertainers, for 20 years. Not the same ones, obviously, but they just they're all over the place. Y'all have to go to Tootsie's Cabaret. And I'm telling you, if you are going to a Canes or a Dolphins game, go to Tootsie's. Pre-game there. You don't need to worry about the rain, the heat, the weather, all that. You can go there before the game. You can go there after the game. And if you bring your ticket from the Canes or Finns game, you get in for free on game day. You can't beat Tootsie's. Dozens of TVs everywhere. They're going to play all the sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, MMA, UFC, whatever you want to watch will be on the screen. Beautiful women walking around, delicious food, great drinks. Go to Tootsie's Cabaret. And on Sundays from noon to 5 p.m., $10 tailgate takeover. Like I said, the hell with the tailgate. $10 tailgate takeover. Noon to 5 on Sundays, $10 chicken wings, smash burger fries, $10. Fries, shrimp fries, cheese pizza, chicken nachos, all for just $10. Noon to 5 on Sundays, delicious food, great entertainment, great ambiance. Y'all go to tootsiescabaret.com for more information.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the times I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.